The Oxford Handbook of Music Education, Volume 2. By Gary E. McPherson and Graham F. Welch. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Oxford Handbook of Music Education, Volume 2, is a comprehensive guide to the field of music education. Written by Gary E. McPherson and Graham F. Welch, this book provides an overview of the history and current state of music education in both formal and informal settings. It covers topics such as curriculum design, assessment strategies, teaching methods, technology integration, research methodologies, and more. The first section focuses on historical perspectives on music education from antiquity to modern times. It examines how different cultures have used music for educational purposes throughout history and explores the development of various approaches to teaching music over time. The second section looks at contemporary issues in music education, including diversity in learning styles, inclusionary practices, gender equity, special needs students, assessment techniques, technology integration into instruction, creativity-based approaches to learning, global perspectives on musical pedagogy, research methodologies for studying musical learning outcomes. The third section discusses specific aspects of teaching practice, such as lesson planning strategies for individual or group instruction contexts, classroom management techniques that foster student engagement with musical content while maintaining orderliness within the classroom environment, use of multimedia resources, example, recordings, during lessons or rehearsals to enhance student understanding or performance skills. Finally, the fourth section considers broader implications for policy makers who are responsible for developing curricula that support quality standards in school-based programs across all levels, from early childhood through post-secondary studies, as well as those involved with non-formal community initiatives related to youth development through arts programming. Overall, the Oxford Handbook of Music Education Volume 2 offers a comprehensive look at current trends in music education theory and practice around the world today. With its focus on both traditional academic approaches as well as creative problem-solving strategies rooted in real-life experiences, it provides readers with valuable insights into how best to approach their own work within this dynamic field. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Music education and social justice. Music education can be used to promote social justice by providing equitable access to music learning opportunities for all students. This can be achieved through the use of culturally relevant pedagogies, the development of inclusive curricula, and the promotion of diversity and inclusion in music education. Main idea number 2. Music education and technology. Technology can be used to enhance music education by providing students with access to a wide range of musical resources, tools, and experiences. Technology can also be used to facilitate collaboration and communication between students and teachers, and to create new opportunities for learning and creativity. Main idea number 3. Music education and assessment. Assessment is an important part of music education, as it provides teachers with information about student progress and helps to inform instruction. Assessment should be used to measure student learning, rather than to judge or compare students. Main idea number 4. Music education and creativity. Music education should foster creativity in students by providing them with opportunities to explore their own musical ideas and express themselves through music. Creative approaches to music education should be encouraged, and teachers should be trained to facilitate creative learning. Main idea number 5. Music education and well-being. Music education can have a positive impact on student well-being by providing students with a safe and supportive environment in which to explore their musical interests and develop their skills. Music can also be used to promote positive mental health and well-being. Main idea number 6. Music education and inclusion. Music education should be inclusive of all students, regardless of their background or ability. Inclusive music education should provide students with access to a wide range of musical experiences and should be tailored to meet the individual needs of each student. Main idea number 7. Music education and identity. Music education can help students to develop a sense of identity by providing them with opportunities to explore their own musical interests and express themselves through music. Music can also be used to explore issues of identity, such as gender, race, and culture. Main idea number 8. Music education and community. Music education can be used to foster a sense of community by providing students with opportunities to collaborate and interact with each other. Music can also be used to explore issues of community, such as social justice and cultural identity. Main idea number 9. Music education and learning. Music education should be designed to facilitate learning by providing students with meaningful musical experiences. Learning should be student-centered and should be tailored to meet the individual needs of each student. Main idea number 10. Music education and pedagogy. Effective music education requires the use of appropriate pedagogical approaches. Pedagogy should be tailored to meet the individual needs of each student and should be informed by research into effective teaching and learning. Main idea number 11. Music education and curriculum. Music education should be based on a well-structured and balanced curriculum that provides students with access to a wide range of musical experiences. The curriculum should be designed to meet the individual needs of each student and should be informed by research into effective teaching and learning. Main idea number 12. Music education and professionalism. Music education should be based on professional standards and practices. Professionalism should be promoted through the use of appropriate pedagogical approaches, the development of effective curricula, and the provision of appropriate resources and support for teachers. Main idea number 13. Music education and research. Music education should be informed by research into effective teaching and learning. Research should be used to inform the development of effective curricula, pedagogical approaches, and assessment practices. Main idea number 14. Music education and policy. Music education should be based on sound educational policies and practices. Policies should be designed to ensure equitable access to music learning opportunities for all students and should be informed by research into effective teaching and learning. Main idea number 15. Music education and leadership. Music education should be led by knowledgeable and experienced music educators. Leaders should be committed to promoting equity and inclusion in music education and should be knowledgeable about current research and best practices in music education. Main idea number 16. Music education and collaboration. Music education should be based on collaboration between teachers, students, and other stakeholders. Collaboration should be used to promote equity and inclusion in music education and should be based on mutual respect and understanding. Main idea number 17. Music education and advocacy. Music education should be supported by advocacy from teachers, students, and other stakeholders. Advocacy should be used to promote equitable access to music learning opportunities for all students and should be based on sound educational policies and practices. Main idea number 18. Music education and professional development. Music education should be supported by professional development for teachers. Professional development should be used to promote effective teaching and learning and should be based on current research and best practices in music education. Main idea number 19. Music education and evaluation. Music education should be evaluated to ensure that it is meeting the needs of students and other stakeholders. Evaluation should be used to inform the development of effective curricula, pedagogical approaches, and assessment practices. Main idea number 20. Music education and global perspectives. Music education should be informed by global perspectives. Global perspective should be used to promote equity and inclusion in music education, and should be based on an understanding of the diverse cultural contexts in which music education takes place. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number one. Music education can be used to promote social justice by providing equitable access to music learning opportunities for all students. This means that regardless of race, gender, socioeconomic status, or any other factor, everyone should have the same opportunity to learn and engage with music. To achieve this goal, educators must use culturally relevant pedagogies that are tailored to the needs of their students. This includes incorporating diverse musical styles into curricula and teaching methods that reflect the cultural backgrounds of their students. In addition to using culturally relevant pedagogies in music education classrooms, it is also important for teachers to create inclusive curricula that celebrate diversity and foster a sense of belonging among all learners. By doing so, teachers can ensure that every student feels valued and respected within the classroom environment. Furthermore, they can help create an atmosphere where different perspectives are welcomed and encouraged. Finally, promoting diversity and inclusion in music education is essential for creating a socially just learning environment. Educators should strive to provide equal access to resources such as instruments or technology while also encouraging collaboration between different groups of people through activities like ensemble playing or improvisation. By implementing these strategies in their classrooms, educators can ensure that all students have an equal chance at experiencing the joys of making music together while simultaneously working towards greater social justice in our society. Main idea number two. Technology can be used to enhance music education in a variety of ways. For example, technology can provide students with access to a wide range of musical resources, tools, and experiences that would otherwise not be available. Technology can also facilitate collaboration and communication between students and teachers, allowing for more effective teaching strategies and greater student engagement. Additionally, technology can create new opportunities for learning and creativity by providing access to digital instruments or software programs that allow students to explore different sounds or compose their own music. In addition to these benefits, technology has the potential to make music education more accessible by reducing costs associated with traditional methods such as purchasing physical instruments or hiring instructors. Furthermore, technological advancements have made it possible for educators to develop innovative approaches such as online courses or virtual classrooms, which enable students from all over the world to participate in music classes without having to travel long distances. Finally, technology has enabled researchers in the field of music education to collect data on student performance more efficiently than ever before. This data can then be used by educators when designing curricula or assessing student progress so that they are better able to meet individual needs. Main idea number three. Assessment is an important part of music education, as it provides teachers with information about student progress and helps to inform instruction. Assessment should be used to measure student learning, rather than to judge or compare students. It can take many forms, such as written tests, performance assessments, interviews, and observations. Assessments should be designed in a way that allows for meaningful feedback from the teacher to the student on their progress and areas for improvement. When assessing music students' performances or compositions, it is important that teachers consider both technical proficiency and artistic expression. Technical proficiency refers to how well a student has mastered the skills necessary for playing an instrument or singing. This includes accuracy of pitch and rhythm as well as tone quality. Artistic expression involves more subjective elements such as interpretation of musical ideas and emotional connection with the audience. In addition to assessment during lessons, there are also opportunities for external assessment through examinations or competitions which provide recognition of achievement at different levels. These can help motivate students by providing goals they can work towards while developing their musicianship. Main idea number four. Music education should foster creativity in students by providing them with opportunities to explore their own musical ideas and express themselves through music. Creative approaches to music education should be encouraged, and teachers should be trained to facilitate creative learning. This could include activities such as improvisation, composition, arranging, and songwriting that allow students to develop their own unique musical voice. Teachers can also provide guidance on how best to use technology for creating new sounds or remixing existing pieces of music. Additionally, teachers can help students learn about the history of different genres of music so they have a better understanding of the context in which they are creating. In order for creativity in music education to flourish, it is important that there is an environment where risk-taking is encouraged and mistakes are seen as part of the learning process. Students need time and space away from assessment pressure so that they can experiment freely without fear of failure or judgment from others. Furthermore, teachers must create an atmosphere where all voices are heard equally regardless of ability level or background. Ultimately, fostering creativity in music education requires a combination of teacher support and student initiative. When these two elements come together effectively, then great things can happen. Main idea number 5. Music education can provide students with a safe and supportive environment in which to explore their musical interests and develop their skills. Through music, students can learn about themselves, build self-confidence, express emotions, and create meaningful connections with others. Music also has the potential to promote positive mental health by providing an outlet for stress relief and relaxation. Additionally, research suggests that music education may have beneficial effects on academic performance as well as physical health. In addition to its potential benefits for student well-being, music education can also be used to foster social cohesion within a school or community setting. By engaging in collaborative activities such as ensemble playing or songwriting projects, students are able to work together towards common goals while developing important interpersonal skills such as communication and teamwork. Furthermore, through participation in public performances or competition, students gain valuable experience of working under pressure while gaining recognition from peers. Finally, it is important to note that music education should not be seen solely as a means of improving well-being, but rather should be viewed holistically, incorporating elements of creativity alongside technical skill development so that all aspects of the student's musical journey are nurtured equally. Main idea number 6. Inclusive music education should provide students with access to a wide range of musical experiences, including those from different cultures and genres. It should also be tailored to meet the individual needs of each student, taking into account their learning styles, interests, and abilities. This could include providing additional support for students who may need it or offering alternative approaches to teaching that are more suited to certain learners. In addition, inclusive music education should strive to create an environment where all students feel welcome and respected regardless of their background or ability. In order for this type of inclusive approach to be successful in practice, teachers must have the necessary skills and knowledge required for working with diverse groups of learners. They must also understand how best to use technology as a tool for engaging all students in meaningful musical activities. Furthermore, they must be aware of any potential barriers that might prevent some students from participating fully in music lessons. Finally, schools should ensure that there is adequate funding available so that all children can benefit from quality music education regardless of their socioeconomic status or other factors such as disability or language proficiency. Main idea number 7. Music education can be a powerful tool for helping students to develop their sense of identity. Through music, students can explore their own musical interests and express themselves in ways that are meaningful to them. Music also provides an opportunity to explore issues of identity such as gender, race, and culture. By engaging with these topics through music, students can gain insight into how they fit into the larger world around them. In addition to providing opportunities for self-expression and exploration of identity, music education can also help foster a sense of community among its participants. Through shared experiences in the classroom or ensemble setting, students learn about collaboration and cooperation while developing relationships with peers who share similar interests. Finally, music education has been shown to have positive effects on academic performance. Studies have found that participation in school-based music programs is associated with higher grades across all subject areas as well as improved cognitive skills such as memory recall and problem solving. Overall, it is clear that music education plays an important role in helping young people develop a strong sense of identity while fostering social connections within their communities. By providing access to creative outlets for expression and exploration of personal identities through musical activities, educators are able to create learning environments where every student feels valued and respected. Main idea number 8. Music education can be used to foster a sense of community by providing students with opportunities to collaborate and interact with each other. Through music, students can learn about the importance of teamwork, communication, and respect for one another. Music also provides an opportunity for students to explore their own cultural identity as well as that of others in their community. By engaging in musical activities together, such as performing or composing music, students are able to gain a better understanding of different cultures and perspectives. In addition to fostering collaboration between individuals within a community, music education can also be used to explore issues related to social justice. Through musical activities such as songwriting or improvisation, students can express themselves on topics such as racism or inequality. This type of exploration allows them not only to develop empathy towards those who may have experienced injustice but also encourages them to take action against it. Finally, music education is an effective way for communities to come together through shared experiences and common interests. Whether it's attending concerts or participating in workshops led by local musicians, these types of events provide people from all walks of life with the chance to connect over something they enjoy doing together. Main idea number 9. Music education should focus on providing students with meaningful musical experiences that will help them to develop their skills and knowledge. This can be achieved through a variety of approaches, such as active listening, improvisation, composition, performance, and analysis. Learning should be student-centered and tailored to meet the individual needs of each student. It is important for teachers to create an environment in which students feel comfortable expressing themselves musically and exploring different ideas. Teachers should also provide guidance and support throughout the learning process. In order for music education to be effective, it must include activities that are engaging and enjoyable for students. Activities should involve both creative exploration as well as technical skill development. Students need opportunities to experiment with different sounds, instruments, styles of music, techniques, etc., while developing their understanding of musical concepts such as rhythm, harmony, or form. Music educators must also ensure that they are teaching relevant material that is appropriate for the age group they are working with. Finally, it is essential that music educators assess their students' progress regularly in order to identify areas where further instruction may be needed or where additional challenges could be provided in order to extend learning further. Assessment strategies should take into account not only what has been learned but also how it has been learned so that any difficulties encountered by individual learners can be addressed appropriately. Main idea number 10. Music education and pedagogy are closely intertwined. Effective music education requires the use of appropriate pedagogical approaches that are tailored to meet the individual needs of each student. Pedagogy should be informed by research into effective teaching and learning, as well as an understanding of how students learn best in a musical context. This includes considering factors such as age, experience level, cultural background, and learning style when designing instruction. Pedagogies for music education can range from traditional methods such as rote memorization to more modern approaches like improvisation or composition-based activities. It is important for teachers to understand their own strengths and weaknesses in order to choose the most suitable approach for their students. Additionally, it is essential that teachers create a safe environment where all students feel comfortable expressing themselves musically. In addition to selecting appropriate pedagogies, it is also important for teachers to assess student progress regularly so they can adjust instruction accordingly. Assessment should include both formative assessments, such as observations, and summative assessments, such as tests. By assessing student progress regularly throughout the course of instruction, teachers can ensure that their students are making meaningful progress towards achieving their goals. Main idea number 11. A comprehensive music education curriculum should provide students with a range of musical experiences that are tailored to their individual needs. This could include activities such as singing, playing instruments, composing and arranging music, listening to and analyzing different styles of music, learning about the history of music and its cultural context, exploring technology in relation to making and performing music, developing improvisation skills and understanding how to use notation. The curriculum should also be designed so that it is progressive in nature, building on prior knowledge while introducing new concepts at an appropriate level for each student. It should also be flexible enough to allow teachers the freedom to adapt it according to the particular interests or abilities of their students. Furthermore, effective teaching strategies need to be employed throughout the course of instruction in order for students' learning objectives to be met. Finally, research into effective teaching practices must inform any decisions made regarding what content is included within a given curriculum. By doing this, we can ensure that our students receive an education which is both engaging and meaningful. Main idea number 12. Music education should be based on professional standards and practices. Professionalism in music education is essential for the development of effective teaching, learning, and assessment strategies. It involves a commitment to high-quality instruction that is informed by research and best practice. This includes an understanding of the principles of pedagogy, curriculum design, assessment methods, and resources needed to support successful music learning. Professionalism also requires teachers to have knowledge about their students' needs as well as an awareness of current trends in music education. Teachers must be able to identify appropriate goals for their students' musical development and create meaningful experiences that will help them reach those goals. They should also strive to provide equitable access to quality music instruction regardless of student background or ability level. In order to promote professionalism in music education, teachers need access to ongoing professional development opportunities such as workshops or conferences where they can learn new techniques or gain insight into current trends in the field. Additionally, schools should ensure that all teachers are adequately supported with adequate resources such as instruments, technology tools, textbooks, instructional materials, etc., so they can effectively teach their classes. Main idea number 13. Music education should be informed by research into effective teaching and learning. Research can provide valuable insights into the best ways to teach music, as well as how students learn and develop musically. It can also help inform decisions about curriculum design, pedagogical approaches, assessment practices, and other aspects of music education. For example, research has shown that certain types of instruction are more effective than others in helping students acquire musical skills. It has also revealed the importance of providing meaningful feedback to learners in order for them to make progress. Research can also help identify areas where further study is needed or suggest new directions for exploration. By engaging with current research findings and considering their implications for practice, teachers can ensure that their teaching is based on evidence-based principles rather than assumptions or personal preferences. In addition, conducting research within a school setting provides an opportunity for teachers to gain a deeper understanding of their own teaching methods and student learning processes. Ultimately, using research to inform music education helps ensure that students receive quality instruction which meets their individual needs and supports them in achieving their full potential as musicians. Through ongoing dialogue between researchers and practitioners, both inside and outside the classroom, we can continue to improve our understanding of how best to support young people's musical development. Main idea number 14. Music education should be based on sound educational policies and practices that are designed to ensure equitable access to music learning opportunities for all students. These policies should take into account the diverse needs of learners, including those with special educational needs, and should be informed by research into effective teaching and learning. Policies should also consider how best to use available resources in order to maximize the impact of music education on student outcomes. Furthermore, policymakers must recognize the importance of providing adequate funding for music programs in order to ensure their sustainability. In addition, policymakers need to consider how best to support teachers who are responsible for delivering quality music instruction. This includes ensuring that they have access to appropriate professional development opportunities as well as sufficient time and resources within which they can plan lessons effectively. It is also important that teachers receive recognition for their work in this area so that they feel valued and motivated. Finally, it is essential that policymakers create an environment where collaboration between stakeholders such as schools, parents/carers, community organizations, and other relevant bodies is encouraged in order to promote a holistic approach towards developing successful music education initiatives. Main idea number 15. Music education and leadership should go hand in hand. Leaders of music education programs must be knowledgeable about the field, have experience teaching music, and understand current research and best practices in the area. They should also be committed to promoting equity and inclusion in their classrooms, schools, districts, or other organizations they are leading. Leaders of music education programs need to create an environment that is conducive to learning for all students regardless of race, gender identity or expression, sexual orientation, ability level or any other factor. This includes providing access to quality instruments and materials as well as creating a safe space where everyone can express themselves musically without fear of judgment. In addition to fostering an inclusive environment for learning music, leaders should also strive to provide meaningful musical experiences for all students. This could include introducing them to different genres of music from around the world, encouraging collaboration between musicians, offering performance opportunities, engaging with technology such as digital audio workstations, DAWs, exploring improvisation techniques, developing composition skills, understanding how sound works scientifically, studying the history of various styles of music. The possibilities are endless. Ultimately, it is up to leaders in music education programs to ensure that every student has access not only to quality instruction but also meaningful musical experiences that will help them grow both personally and professionally. Main idea number 16. Music education should be based on collaboration between teachers, students, and other stakeholders. Collaboration is essential for creating an equitable and inclusive learning environment in music education. It allows all participants to share their perspectives and experiences, which can lead to a greater understanding of the subject matter. Through collaboration, teachers can create meaningful learning opportunities that are tailored to the needs of each student. Additionally, it encourages students to take ownership of their own learning by engaging in dialogue with peers and mentors. Collaborative music education should be based on mutual respect and understanding among all involved parties. Teachers must recognize the unique strengths that each student brings to the classroom while also providing guidance when needed. Students should feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism from others. Furthermore, parents or guardians should have access to resources that help them support their child's musical development. By fostering collaborative relationships between teachers, students, and other stakeholders in music education, we can ensure that everyone has an equal opportunity for success regardless of background or experience level. Main idea number 17. Music education and advocacy are closely intertwined. Advocacy is the act of speaking out in support of a cause, and music education advocates strive to ensure that all students have access to quality music learning opportunities. This includes advocating for equitable funding for music programs, ensuring that teachers have the resources they need to provide effective instruction, and promoting policies that prioritize student-centered learning. Advocates should also work to raise awareness about the importance of music education among parents, administrators, policymakers, and other stakeholders. They can do this by sharing research on the benefits of music learning with decision makers, organizing events such as concerts or workshops, engaging in public outreach activities like writing letters or op-eds, and participating in legislative efforts at local, state, or national levels. Ultimately, successful advocacy requires collaboration between educators and other stakeholders who share a commitment to providing high-quality musical experiences for all students. By working together towards common goals, such as increasing access to instruments or expanding curricular offerings, advocates can help create an environment where everyone has an opportunity to learn about and appreciate music. Main idea number 18. Music education is an important part of a child's development, and professional development for teachers should be used to ensure that music education is effective. Professional development should focus on current research and best practices in music education, such as the use of technology in teaching, assessment strategies, curriculum design, and pedagogical approaches. Professional development can also provide teachers with opportunities to network with other professionals in the field and stay up to date on new developments in music education. Professional development activities should include workshops or seminars led by experts in the field, online courses, conferences, mentoring programs, peer observation sessions, and collaborative projects between schools or districts. These activities can help teachers develop their skills so they are better able to meet the needs of their students. Additionally, professional development can help create a culture of collaboration among educators who share ideas about how to improve instruction. Main idea number 19. Music education should be evaluated to ensure that it is meeting the needs of students and other stakeholders. Evaluation can take many forms, including surveys, interviews, focus groups, observations, and document reviews. It should involve both quantitative and qualitative data collection methods in order to gain a comprehensive understanding of how music education is being implemented in different contexts. The evaluation process should also consider the perspectives of all stakeholders involved, students, teachers, administrators, parents/guardians, in order to identify areas for improvement. Evaluation results can then be used to inform the development of effective curricula and pedagogical approaches that are tailored to meet student needs. Assessment practices should also be regularly reviewed in light of evaluation findings. This will help ensure that assessment tasks accurately reflect what has been taught and learned within the classroom setting. Finally, evaluation results can provide valuable feedback on program effectiveness, which may lead to changes or improvements over time. Main idea number 20. Music education should be informed by global perspectives in order to promote equity and inclusion. Global perspectives provide an understanding of the diverse cultural contexts in which music education takes place, allowing educators to create learning experiences that are more inclusive and equitable for all students. By recognizing the unique histories, values, and beliefs of different cultures, music educators can develop curricula that reflect a variety of musical styles and traditions from around the world. This approach also encourages students to explore their own identities within a larger context while developing an appreciation for other cultures. In addition to promoting equity and inclusion through global perspectives, music education should also strive to foster intercultural dialogue between students from different backgrounds. Through this dialogue, students can learn about each other's culture while gaining insight into how their own culture influences their musical expression. Furthermore, engaging with multiple cultural perspectives allows students to gain a deeper understanding of how music is used as a tool for communication across cultures. Ultimately, incorporating global perspectives into music education provides numerous benefits both inside and outside the classroom setting. Not only does it help create more equitable learning environments where all voices are heard, but it also helps cultivate empathy among young people who may have limited exposure to other cultures or worldviews. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.